Here's what's trending today.
A lot going on this morning. Yesterday, we got the news that the search for a missing Amherst woman had a grim end to it. Body was discovered, a 29-year-old woman who was last seen by family around 9:15 on Saturday night over the weekend. After assembling a search and rescue crew yesterday and trying to figure out where she was in and around the Ransom Oaks area, North French Road in East Amherst, a citizen walking along an area near Dodge Road discovered the woman found deceased in the water. Cause and manner of her death currently under investigation. We are getting the winter weather today in the next few days going to be significant. We're not the only ones. Snow, sleet, freezing rain expected to continue pummeling mid-Atlantic states. And that continues today. I don't know if you saw pictures of Washington yesterday. Around 6 inches of snow fell at a rate of about an inch an hour. That's pretty intense for an area that doesn't see a whole lot of snow. And so Central Appalachians got hammered. California is readying for what they're calling the worst storm of the year when it comes to rainfall. And with some areas burned up, and then some areas just being California, that rain is going to cause mudslides, and that's going to be a significant risk for many places along the West Coast. So heavy snowfall yesterday through Virginia, West Virginia, about 14 inches expected once this whole thing is done. And then over on the West Coast, there's that atmospheric river. We have a mixed precipitation situation with some high winds coming in as well. And that all starts around the middle of today. So be prepared, be ready, shovel, and good luck finding rock salt. Every storm going into town, I'm seeing a big sign right on the front door going, yeah, we don't have salt, not right. Any version of it, nothing. So it seems to be in short demand, not just for the cities and towns that put it on the road, but for anybody that wants a bag of salt to stop from slipping and sliding. Mariah Carey, Chubby Checker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Phish, Get Rock and Roll, Hall of Fame nominations. A list that also includes two sets of musical brothers who feud. Want to take a guess, Jan? Who are the famous feuding musical brothers? You could use this for musical trivia night.
The famous feuding brothers. It would be Liam and Noel Gallagher from Oasis.
Yes, that is one of them. The other, the Black Crowes.
Oh, yeah, of course. Chris Robinson,
very
yeah.
Public feuds.
Oh, they would like throw down on stage.
They probably will. I want them in just to see what happens.
Uh-huh.
So the Hall revealed a list of 14 performer nominees Wednesday, including Bad Company, Joe Cocker, Billy Idol is in. One of my faves, New Order / Joy Division. They're giving them their own dual categories. That's one group turned into another. Mm-hmm. Soundgarden, The White Stripes. This thing's all over the place. Two candidates this year, Carey and Checker, have had powerful impacts when it comes to, you know, the Billboard charts. Mariah Carey has 19 number one hits on the Billboard 100. Chubby Checker's old school back in the day, The Twist and Let's Twist Again, considered among the most popular songs in the history of rock and roll. And dude's been around for a minute. And I think it was he at the Erie County Fair last year? Chubby Checker?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was.
Mm-hmm.
Over Maybe. The dog show in New York, it was Monty the Giant Schnauzer. That's incredible. Sage the miniature poodle, very upset coming in second.
Oh yeah, poor Sage.
That, so that was it for the 2025 Westminster Dog Show.
Yep.
It was Sage who trotted away with the title last year. So congratulations, Monty the Giant Schnauzer, winning Best in Show. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:29.